our Creative Kids podcast show. I'm your host, Josie Weatherhead, and today you will learn all about the wonderful world of music. Thanks for joining us today on the Creative Kids podcast. Now, let me introduce you to our co-hosts, Ever Satter and Luna Felix.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Ever, and welcome to Magnificent Modern Music.
Hi, I'm Luna. Thanks for joining us today.
Have you ever wondered what the most popular styles of music are?
Every single day.
I wasn't talking to you. And don't you already know? Haven't you been here the whole time we've been rehearsing?
I was here, totally not hiding under the table eating popcorn.
Ever!
I said too much.
Let's get back to the topic.
So for our first style, we will be talking about is pop. And as for the 2023, it is the most popular style, and personally my favorite music style.
Country's more my jam.
Ooh, I love jam!
Josie, pay attention. Pop is a style of music with a strong beat and simple tunes that is commonly used with electronic instruments.
Ooh, Brit Elliott has that. She's my favorite pop artist.
Exactly. Brit Elliott is a pop music artist. She is 28 years old. According to AllMusic, some of her best hits are Might Not Like Me, Breathe, and Without You. She started making music in 2018 and has no awards.
Yet, the next pop artist is Ariana Grande. She is currently 29 years old, and some of her hit songs are Die For You, Stuck With You, and Save Your Tears. She won 2019 Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Album. She began her music career in 2008.
Next up is Taylor Swift.
Hey, I know her. Did you know Taylor Swift used to be a country artist? But now she's a traitor who makes pop instead of country.
Oh, Ever, poor unfortunate Ever. You and your country music, why would you pick country when you could pop and rock?
Guys, break it up. Back to Taylor Swift. She's 33 years old and her biggest songs are Anti-Hero, Blank Space, and Shake It Off. She won the 2010, 2016, and 2021 Grammy Award for Album of the Year. She began making music in 2006.
Finally, we're done with pop. Now on to country.
Hold your horses. Now that we have finished pop, we're gonna take a joke break.
Just hurry up.
I have one. What type
do balloons hate?
What?
Fun.
A Bigelow.
Ha ha ha. Can we do country music now?
Hold on, does anyone have any pickles?
I know they have some in the teacher's lounge.
I'll be right back.
That no good pickle thief. Now first of all, what is country music?
Why are you asking me? I'm more of a K-pop fan.
That was a rhetorical question. Country music is a mix of folk, bluegrass, blues, and rural dance music. It is commonly paired with acoustic instruments like harmonicas, fiddles, and guitars.
I am back. What did I miss? Oh wait, I forgot to make that a question. Question mark? Much better. Oh great, I finished all those pickles in the teacher's lounge. Gotta run to the grocery store real quick. Does anyone have any cash I can borrow?
No!
Well, that's just great. I spent all on that 900 jars of pickles I scarfed down yesterday.
Can we please get back to the entire point of the podcast?
Gladly. As I was saying, the first country artist we'll be talking about is Luke Combs. He is 33 years old, and his most popular songs are Doing This, The Way She Rides, and Going, Going, Gone. One of the awards he has won was the 2019-2020 Billboard Music Award for Top Country Artist. Luke Combs began his music career in 2014.
Country music artist is Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood is currently 40 years old, and some of her hit songs are Southbound, Before He Cheats, and Inside Your Heaven. One of her music awards is the 2007, 2008, and 2009 Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. Carrie started making music in 2005.
Now last, but definitely not least, is one of my favorites, Walker Hayes. Walker Hayes is 43 years old, and some of his biggest hits are Fancy Like, You Broke Up With Me, and 90s Country. His biggest hit, Fancy Like, won the 2022 Billboard Music Award for Best Country Song. Walker began his music career in 2010.
Finally, we are done. Nobody likes country anyway.
Yes, they do. Country's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, the majority favors pop, and it's that simple.
Okay. To settle this argument and to get you guys to drop it, we will take a little poll with the people around campus and see what the most favorite music style is.
If you say so, but only if it's okay with you, Josie. I don't want you to cry too hard when you realize everyone likes country music instead of pop.
Oh, please, get your tissues ready, Ever.
First, to be interviewed, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Creative Kids podcast show, Sophia Dion.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Sophia. Thanks for being here. So as you may know, Josie, Luna, and I are making a podcast episode based on music for Design 39 School Podcast. We were hoping you could answer a few questions for us so that we could figure out what the most popular music style is.
Of course.
Sophia, what is your favorite style of music?
Country music, obviously.
Ha, Josie, in your face, point ever. Now, who is your favorite country artist?
John Denver. He sang Country Road, Take Me Home.
Thank you for your time, Miss Dion.
Next, we will interview Jack Fang.
안녕하세요.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for being here. Now, let's get to it. What's your favorite style of music?
Pop.
Point Josie.
Now, who is your favorite pop music artist?
My favorite song is Baby by Justin Bieber.
Ooh,
and Rihanna.
This is a tie, so we have to ask one last person. Please welcome Anika Sidpura.
Hello.
Thanks for being here, Anika. So, what is your favorite style of music?
I really like pop.
I win!
Just because 2 out of 3 people we interviewed like pop doesn't mean it's better.
Back to Anika. So, what is your favorite music artist?
My favorite music artist is probably Michael Jackson. He is my idol.
Thanks for your time, Anika. Thank you for your time, Anika. So, for the next music style, we'll talk about rap.
According to the music industry, rap is a recurring beat that is the background to a rapid and slangy vocalist.
Our first rap artist is Eminem. Eminem is 50 years old, and some of his hit songs are Mockingbird, Sing For You, For The Moment, and Without Me. He won the 2010, 2011, 2015 Grammy Award for Best Rap Album. Eminem became producing music in 1988.
Cool beans. Next up is Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's 51 years old, and some of his hit songs are Drop It Like It's Hot, Young, Wild, and Free, and Beautiful. Snoop Dogg won the 2015 YouTube Music Award. He began his music career in 1992.
That's all for rap. Now on to K-pop.
Yes, I love K-pop. But for our friends out there that don't know what it is, can you give us the definition, Josie?
Uh-huh. According to Wonderopolis, K-pop basically means pop music created by a Korean artist. And some of his main hits are... aspects are its fashion and style.
Our first K-pop artist is BTS. BTS is a group formed by 7 members: Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM, Jimin, V, and Jungkook. Some of BTS' biggest songs are Butter, Dynamite, and Fire. They also won the 2020, 2021, and 2022 Gold Disc Award Song Division. BTS started producing music in 2010.
Awesome! Our next K-pop artist is Blackpink. Blackpink is a group formed by 4 members: Jisoo, Rose, Lisa, and Jennie Kim. Some of their hit songs are How You Like That, Boombayah, and Pretty Savage. They won the 2022 and 2022. And 2022 MAMA Award for Best Female Group. Blackpink started their music career in 2016.
Super. 4 styles down. 1 more to go. Now we can...
take a nap? Finally. Oh, I was up all night typing the word banana into a Google Doc. It sounds random, but it's actually very satisfying.
Actually, I was going to say we could take a joke break.
Yeah, I knew that. I was totally just kidding.
Anyways, I have one. What types of songs do planets sing?
What?
Neptune.
Haha, I get it. Ever actually fall asleep?
Huh? I'm up. Is the podcast over?
We're still recording, Ever.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'll just be taking a nap right there. If my snoring disrupts the recording, then just, like, drag me into the hallway. Got it?
Ever.
Ugh, fine.
Alrighty then. Let's move in music based off rock and roll. According to the Free Dictionary, rock is a type of pop music that has a strong bass line and leading rhythms.
For our first rock artist, we have Queen. Queen's lead singer is Freddie Mercury. Some of Queen's biggest hits are We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust. Their Hits Award for International Single of the Year, Queen began its career in 1971.
Next up is the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones was a band, but two of the lead singers were Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Some of their hit songs were Painted Black, Angie, and Gimme Shelter. They won the 1986 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The Rolling Stones began producing music in 1962.
And there you have it, folks. Music styles and their legends. Now let's wrap it up with some music jokes.
How do you fix a broken tuba?
How?
With a tuba glue.
What's the best birthday present in the world?
What?
What?
A broken drum. You just can't beat it.
Good one. Why did Mozart kill his chickens?
Why?
Because they always ran around going, bark, bark, bark.
I don't get it.
You know, because Bach and Mozart were both really famous composers?
Oh, no. I still don't get it.
Well, I guess that wraps it up. Thanks for joining us here on the Creative Kids Podcast Show. I hope you learned something new about music. We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.